Manx Radio's 2016 election coverage.
And our candidate this morning is Phil Gawne, who is standing in the new constituency of Arbury, Castletown and Maloo. He's 51 years old, married with two children. He's been an MHK for Russians since 2003 and has served as a minister since 2005. His interests include music, heritage, horse ploughing and fiddle playing. Good morning, Mr. Gawne. I'll give you a microphone. That always helps. Good morning. You've chosen to stand in Arbury, Castletown and Maloo. Is that because you feel you can't win in Russian where you live?
No, it's because I actually live in Arbury, Castletown and Maloo. Due to Ballycleferric Road meandering between Arbury and Russian, it was felt that it would be better to have the whole of the residents either in one constituency or the other. Ballycleferric Road is now in the new constituency of Arbury, Castletown and Maloo, and that's at the top of that road is where I live. So the reason I'm standing is because I believe in standing in the area that I live in.
Your manifesto in 2011 included lots of local issues in the Russian area, a longer Alfred Pier, the redevelopment of the Marine Biological Station in Port Erin. None of that's really happened. So do you feel you've concentrated on national issues as opposed to local?
Not at all. Actually, you've picked on the two that didn't. Actually, in my manifesto, I went through the other day and checked. There were 80 commitments. I've delivered 65 of those commitments. A further 8 are in progress, and there's only 7 that I've not been able to achieve. So I think that's a pretty good record, 92% success rate. Yes, there are two issues there that you've mentioned. The first one in relation to Alfred Pier, the budget was there when I left the department just before the last election. It was then moved away. I've got money back in the budget again this time since I've been minister, so there is money to start that work. As far as the Marine Lab site, we had an excellent proposal. Lawrence Skell and myself had worked very closely with the developer, but unfortunately council ministers didn't give it the planning permission, so that's why that one fell on its face. So it's not for the want of trying. And yes, I've been focused on local issues, but also very focused on national issues too.
Well, let's turn to the national issues. And again, it's fair to say you've had a fairly interesting 5 years, to say the least, with Peel Marina and other things I could bring up. But the promenade is the one that remains in the in tray.
Yes. And that's a disappointment, really. Any big complicated project is always going to be hard to do, and of course, as a minister, what I've tried to do is get on with the job. I've tried to encourage people surrounding me to get on with the job. I've always said to officers, I'll take the flak if things go wrong, but I'd rather that you press on and make things happen. Unfortunately, with something as big as the promenade scheme, you do have to involve all the stakeholders. So when I rejoined the department, having left in 2011 with a scheme starting to develop, with clear instructions to officers to get out there, sell the scheme, talk to all the different people, returned back in 2000 and whenever it was, 14, found that the scheme wasn't fully supported by everyone involved. So it's taken a long time. Well, I've done a lot of work trying to work with all the stakeholders. We got everybody on board apart from one group. They were a very vociferous group, and eventually they defeated the planning application, despite all the engineers, safety officers we had saying it was a perfectly safe scheme.
Would it have been better to have spent the $473,000 that was spent on the slot just repairing the promenade, making it better than it is? It's rough, isn't it?
It absolutely would not have been. First of all, the slot was needed work that needed to be done, and that was decided on by officers, and I think they did the right thing. The promenade, though, spending a tiny amount of money on the promenade, which is effectively what $470,000 would be, wouldn't solve the problems. It would only put those problems off for another few years. It would be a very poor waste of taxpayers' money.
Plenty I could go into, but we've only 4 minutes. Interested in being Chief Minister?
Not particularly, no. I've seen the incredible amount of pressure involved in that job and the amount of stress for those people who I've worked closely with as Chief Minister. It's an incredibly difficult job. We have a Chief Minister at the moment, and I'm not really interested in taking over at this stage.
Phil Gawne, many thanks for joining us this morning.
You're welcome.
Keep up to date with the latest House of Keys General Election 2016 coverage on manxradio.com.